Audio Gravity, 26th of June 2009. First link today is on LOD, only best free online games. I had to post this because somebody has just got too much time on their hands. This is a Michael Jackson shrine. It's a flash animation come game sort of shrine, sort of respect game retro mashup. It's just pretty nuts. You have to go and see it to see what I'm really on about. The next link is over on bravenewcode.com. They've actually released a plugin, but it's actually an entire theme package for WordPress, which allows you to have view your WordPress site on iPhone, iPod, and the Android phone, the Google phone. I really, really like the design of their site. I really like the fact that they've got this incredibly simple, sexy looking front end. There's a few similar things to this for movable type, but I keep on seeing more and more stuff for WordPress that makes me think, well, maybe I should do a few sites in WordPress just to see what it's like. And I might actually do that with the Ammo Box project, because I am actually going to do that as a full-time blog, where I'm going to be updating, you know, what kits out there that you can use, with also videos, video overviews of how stuff, you know, how long the stuff lasts in terms of battery charge, and which one's the best to use, EVDO or HSPDA or different SIMs. So I'll post about that soon, but I'm not quite ready to go with that yet, because I haven't decided if I'm going to use movable type or WordPress, but I think it's going to be WordPress. Next link is over on InventorSpot. They've got this really freaky post up there about fresh baked bread, gruesome body bakery. Basically, this guy has, and his name's Artist Kitawat Unaram. I don't even know if I can say his name, but he sounds like he's out of Hellraiser. And he's created gruesome works of art out of bread, basically. So this guy's got a master's degree in fine arts, and what he's done is he's got these little like faces and heads that is carved out using various art kit that he's got. So he's got arms, he's got legs, he's got heads, he's got, oh, it's just mad. And then he sells them out of his own bakery that him and his family run. And it's made out of dough, raisins, cashew nuts and chocolate and various other stuff. But can you imagine going to somebody's house, taking them a piece of this stuff? Like, oh, I brought the bread, got some bread. Literally just hand over a hand. Freaky stuff indeed. Next link, 90 day free hugs challenge. You see, I've seen this on the net a few times, and everybody's pretty much seen the free hugs challenge. A couple of guys have done this in Leeds, in the UK, and they've decided to put together a site called the 90 Day Free Hugs Challenge. There's a town local to me called Burton-upon-Trent, which is about 10 or 15 minutes away in the car. And so I'm thinking of doing this with a few friends. I'm going to see if I can arrange a tweet up from the local area, see if we can get some people to come so that they can video it. And it'll be just a fun day out. I'm interested in doing it just to see what sort of reaction we get from a fairly low, non-digital town. I'm hoping that the college, because it's quite a big college, will have plenty of people who will be up for it. So we'll see. Next link is, know what your rights are and what is happening. Defend our right to an open and universal internet in 2009. Don't let the EU Parliament lock up the internet. Blackouteurope.eu. You should really go check this out. This affects everybody to do with online media, using the internet, and your rights to what you can do and what we should be doing to protect our internet usage. Next link is over on getglue.com. I actually think that GetGlue could be absolutely massive. Right now, it's only supported in Firefox, and you can download the XPI, which is a plugin to your browser. But what you get is this very nifty bar that slides down at the top, and it allows you to see what your friends, excuse me, we're doing it live. You get to see what your friends are thinking about and what they're looking at. So as they go to different sites, be it movies, be it social sites, be it blogs, you get to see if your friends have actually been there or what they're looking at. And then you can also vote on that page and say, yeah, this is good or bad, or leave recommendations. What's cool about this plugin is that it's not, It's not a toolbar, so it's not outside of the browser. We're starting to see a lot more of this content coming inside the browser. And I'm wondering how this will happen later on. I think there'll be a better way of getting this stuff happen, and I think it'll be transportable. And I don't think it will rely on just needing a Firefox plugin. But seriously, go and take a look at getglue.com. It glues everything together. All the promises of what the semantic web was gonna deliver, you can start to see how these things are actually going to happen. And the best thing about Glue is that it's got a developer API as well, so you can take the objects, the people, and the interactions and use them in other ways, so you can mash them up. So I'm thinking of maybe some sort of live event, some sort of buy pieces of media to be able to give, you know, each of those objects interactions, so people can comment on each bit of media and plug that into GetGlue, so that can be spread elsewhere. Anyway, I'll see you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.